for a free estimate. You want your new windows before winter, so call Window World today at 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek in Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Tootsie Rolls! Donate to help the children!
For decades, you've seen them. Knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. What you may not know is that every Tootsie Roll is making a profound difference in the lives of thousands of kids. The Knights of Columbus Developmental Center at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center is a leader in early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Honor these knights this weekend, October 7th through 9th. Donate to Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center and help a child beat their disability.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Trying is the first step towards failure.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
That feels good to just go,
sigh.
Yeah.
I love to sigh.
A good feeling sigh. Well, I'm going to make you sigh after the show's over.
Okay.
I don't know if I should apologize or not for about the last 2 hours of the 3 hours we were on yesterday, but for the last 2 hours of the show, I had a migraine headache, and that's the only thing I can think it could be. And my head felt like it was absolutely going to just explode. And there was this, pounding. So, I hope what I said made sense, because I wasn't even paying attention to what I was saying.
It didn't.
And we, thank you. We started a new advertiser yesterday, the folks at the Neograft and the Lifestyle Center, and I hope I did them justice, because it's a very interesting procedure, and over time, I have the challenge of trying to explain to you how this works, this very tedious process of transplanting one hair at a time in your head. And I hate that I started it off with feeling like somebody had driven not hairs in my head, but railroad spikes one at a time in my head.
Do you normally get migraines?
No, I don't get anything. I that's what's so unusual. I've had I've had that maybe four times in my life, but boy, it just came on like 3:30 or something. It's just like, I'm kind of getting a little bit of a headache, and then shooting up the... And the next thing you know, it just builds and builds and builds. Tina gave me four, She said they were ecstasy pills.
Yeah. Did they work?
No, because isn't ecstasy supposed to make you feel wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't work, Tina. All right. Your money back. Okay. And then I took something else, and the funny thing is I went home, and have you ever been on the way home and you felt, and again, I don't get sick. I don't even want to call it. It's just a horrible headache. But whether it's the cramps and gurgles and you're hoping you can make it to the bathroom or it's something like I had yesterday, you know that feeling when you're in the car, you're just thinking, if I can just get home. And you pull in the driveway and you open the garage door. And I walked in the house and I told my wife, she said something to me and I said, no. I said, we're going to bed. Right to bed. I said, I got a horrible migraine. I hit the deck. I fell asleep. I woke up about an hour later. I'm fine. Which tells me I'm one tough human being.
Did the lights bother you? Did it bother you to...
Living was bothering me. Everything, but breathing, inhaling, everything was bothering me. It's just an unbelievable headache.
My brother-in-law gets migraines, and he has to give himself a shot.
Oh, I have a friend. Wow. I have a friend, a grown man, who gets them, and he is in bed sometimes 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 full days. He cannot function. They're so bad. So it's not a regular thing. I hope I didn't say anything stupid. I hope it made sense. I didn't say the F word or anything.
No.
Because I don't normally do
that. We would have still made fun of you for saying something stupid yesterday.
Of course you would. If I were dying, you'd make fun of me. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. It's good to be here. This is it. They need to win tonight. 5:07, I believe, is game time. Do or die. So good luck to them. Now, I guess we will go off the air. Oh, wait, we don't have the Cardinals anymore.
No.
That's right.
I don't have to worry about it.
I keep forgetting. Yeah. We don't have them. So we get to go on with our show.
Yes.
Okay, that was those other years.
Right.
Like previous years. Okay. Don't you know that the other station is hoping what happened to us will happen to them? Remember the first year we had them? They won the World Series.
06, yeah.
And didn't they actually get in as a wild card to playoff
team?
Yes,
they barely made it to playoffs.
Same thing.
Same kind of thing.
Same
scenario.
And that's
so we'll
what
see.
The old folks station
our station helped them win. We'll see what happens if now that they're on another station.
Mm-hmm.
The same scenario. We'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Now, I'll take a lot of calls today. I want to take calls, and we're going to open it up to every once in a while. I think that it's probably, maybe you get a big kick out of just asking us anything. We'll just call it Ask Us Anything, within reason. So if you have any questions for us about...
Our personal lives?
Yeah, what the heck? The station, the business, our
personal life. My life's an open book.
It should be, and so feel free to call. First-time callers, we always love you because... we wonder what took you so long, 14 and a half years almost in this case, but you're welcome. Better late than never, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I want to say a quick word, if I could, about this Dancing with the Stars thing. Now, either America has got more idiots in it than I ever realized, or this voting process is not legit.
It's just like American Idol.
Yeah, there's no way, there is no way that the American voters kept a dancer in who has a beard and a vagina and Nancy Grace.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Nancy Grace, who cuts one day before yesterday, and we played it yesterday. So you've got a gas-passing pig dancer, and you've got a bearded vagina dancing. What? They're not eliminated?
That's what I think. I think the voting for American Idol is rigged, and I think the voting
absolutely
for this, because you couldn't have more, intriguing people than Chaz and Nancy Grace, whether you like or hate them, mostly because, especially for Nancy Grace, just because most people probably don't like her.
Okay, think is voting, if this is legit?
Who's voting for Nancy Grace?
I'll tell you who. Old women. Old women
she
control
must have fans
television
of her show. I don't know how
old
anybody
old women
could
control TV. Old women who watch TV made Rosie O'Donnell a star. They've made a lot of people stars and successful where if the average viewer had any say in it, the shows wouldn't have stayed on the air. I'm convinced that little old ladies are voting for Nancy Grace because somehow they think that she's, poor Nancy Grace.
Hello?
She lost her fiancé in a robbery, and I feel so sorry for her.
Her areola popped out.
Mackerel.
Poor thing.
Oh, yeah, she had a nip slip. That had to be embarrassing. And good for her. She's She's not too proud to get out there and show the world her big fat legs and her big fat body. And I admire that. I don't know. I guess that's who's voting for her. And then there's Chaz Bono. Maybe is it because he shares a son or daughter or whatever it is?
I guess.
I guess would any other person, just normal person, be getting the
be getting the free pass because her first couple of dances, I could have danced better.
Yeah.
All right. And then the Chaz Bono, same thing. Stiff, not coordinated, not smooth. They're giving him a free pass. They just are. And here's the other thing. Where's Cher in all this? Doesn't this kind of start to look bad?
She says
she'll be there next week.
Yeah, if Chaz made it.
What kind of statement is that? I'll be there if I have to. If it gets down to where there's so few that if I'll be there because I have to, otherwise I don't look like I support my son/daughter. What kind of statement is that to make? Where was she in the beginning supporting her son/daughter?
Brenda Warner was there from day one.
You bet. She was there standing behind her man and making sure that he
didn't touch any parts.
Get the dancer.
Right. That's why she was there.
Hey, John Hadley called in a minute ago.
Who is John Hadley?
He does sports here.
Yes, right.
I thought he was on another station.
No, he called in and said...
Is Slayton still here? Does he still work?
Yeah, he does. He wanted to get this on. He said that Matt Holliday is in the lineup tonight. And Skip Schumacher is starting at second base, so Matt Holliday will be in the lineup. He says, can you get that on pretty quick?
Now, was that a recording of him or is that you?
I couldn't tell.
That was me.
I couldn't tell.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a recording.
Before we let's take some calls right away. Let's just talk to people, and then we'll get our stuff. We'll get our Burke segment, we'll get our business, we'll get all that. Up first, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Donna to the show. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you very much, Donna. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Frank, I can't believe some of the stuff you say.
Well, it's true. We speak the truth.
I know.
Is it not true that one of the dancers has both a beard and a vagina?
That's what I'm telling.
An odd combination.
Yes.
An odd combination.
Well, not in the same area either.
Well, we don't know.
Well, that's true.
We don't know. So, what's up there, Donna?
Well, she probably shaves.
Oh, anyway. My goodness.
Or he.
But anyway.
Do you? Let me ask you this, Donna. When you say, if you were talking about Chaz Bono, would you say he or she?
I would say he, she.
It's a tough call. I would say he. No. I'd say he, and I'll tell you why. Because clothed, I can't see the vagina. So all I see is a beard. No, I see a beard and a man body.
But you know,
so
I say there's one.
But if you don't know, you don't know.
Mm. Well, everybody knows.
But he looks, if you just look at him on the show, looks like a guy. Like a heavy set guy. Right. So what else, Donna?
I feel sorry for him, her. I feel very. I wouldn't want to be in that predicament.
No, I feel sorry for anybody who is born with the wires crossed and they have to live a tortured life. Absolutely, I feel sorry for all those people like that.
But the reason I called, in April, I had this excruciating headache, and I wound up having a stroke.
Whoa!
Yeah, I had like an explosion in the back of my brain on the right side.
You sound good. You sound fine.
I know. I've recovered completely. I can't believe it. But I was out of work for 3 months. But I'm just saying that I never get headaches either. And that's how it started out.
Thanks for making me feel so good and cheering me up. Now I have to sit around here wondering if I'm having a stroke.
How did you know you had a stroke?
Did it happen while you had the headache or did it come later?
It happened while I had. That's what caused the headache.
Okay, then I'm in the clear because it's past.
Well, but you might...
That's why I wanted to call and tell you about it, because I would have never thought that anything like that was going on.
How long was your headache? Did it last a day or a couple of days?
It lasted for a couple of months.
Whoa!
A couple of months?
Well, yeah, that's that's
not
normal.
Well, I still get them. You know, I probably get one every day now, but it's not all the time, and I lost my memory and... all kinds of stuff.
And when you say you lost your memory, did you lose all your memory or just short-term memory or some memory? You don't remember.
Yeah. You said you're fully recovered?
Not completely. There's still residuals from it. Like, my side is messed up still. And
yeah. Well, you sound...
I'm afraid to walk downstairs.
You sound good.
I'm extremely lucky.
Well, you sound good, and you still got your wits about you enough to know to tune in this show. So that says right there that you're pretty much recovered.
She thought she used to listen to it, so now she.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're okay, Donna.
Okay. Can I say hi to my fellow Quest drivers?
No. Okay. Quest drivers?
Quest.
You mean as in the lab, the diagnostic blood Quest? That kind of? Yeah. Absolutely. Who do you want to say hi to?
Bunch of us listen to you.
And you want to say hi by name to anybody? Name anybody in particular?
Hi, Mike. Hi. Well, if I don't get this right, I'll get killed. Hi, Debbie. Hi, oh my gosh. See, my memory's gone.
Yeah. See, wow. Now you got something to blame it on.
Just say hi to all of them, all the Quest drivers.
That's the best one. Well, yeah.
Hi, all you guys. Yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah. They appreciate that. Donna, thank you for the. How old are you, Donna?
Oh, 59.
My favorite age. My favorite age. All right, Donna, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She sounds okay to me.
Explosion in the brain.
Yeah.
Boy, that
you know what I think helped
good.
With the recovery? This show.
Well, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the people we've had who said they're in the hospital? They get out, they dial this thing in, and they're healed. Mm-hmm. They're cured. Let's talk to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, so I saw the picture or the video on your website about your driveway and the acorns.
Yeah, Peon just put that up today.
So I'm referring a new product to you called Driveway Helmet.
Hey, what is, you want to hear something, Carl? Listen to this. You got me fooled up. Listen to this, Carl. I recorded today myself walking in my driveway. People have no idea how thick these acorns. It's like gravel. You can hardly see the driveway. Here's the actual recording. Here we go of me walking on my driveway. Here we go. And that's just step. I mean, there's not an area where you could put your foot and be clear of these acorns. They're that thick.
It sounds like you're walking on cornflakes.
No, that's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, it's I've never in 25 years living there. I've never seen acorns like this. And I guess
the roof looks good.
Well, yeah, thank you. I for those who don't know, on the Facebook page, I took a. I know this doesn't sound very exciting, but I took some video of my roof, my gutter helmet today, just to show you. No acorns, no leaves. So thanks for looking at that, Carl.
I have a question for you guys here.
Sure.
What is the single most life-changing event that has happened to you in your lives? And if you don't like that question, what would you all be doing if you weren't in radio today?
These are good questions. These are very good questions. Boy, that's multiple. Tina, what would you be doing if you weren't?
I have my own business.
Well, she still has her own business.
Discount coupon thing. And you'd be a singer probably if you weren't doing this to replace this.
I'm a singer already.
Well, okay. You're being she's difficult.
I keep doing what I'm doing.
That's a very tough question because there's no way to. I don't think most people can answer. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this? Unless somebody has another skill, you know,
right.
like McGruff is a woodworker.
Yeah, I have no skills, so I have no idea.
You could be a full-time bartender.
I'd be a salesman, probably a car salesman. Dan, what would you be doing?
I have no idea.
Well, you've done other stuff, and you got fired from
Chippendales.
Yeah, I'd be a Chippendales.
Well, what was your other question, Carl? It was a good one.
Life-changing event.
Oh, that's a big one.
What was the single most life-changing event that has happened to you, either as a child or as an adult, that took your life in a completely different direction?
You know what? That is
where you thought you were going.
That is a great question. Can you, we'll hang up, and will you give us some time? I want to think this one over, because that's a good question. Can we have some time? We'll take some time. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl. That is a great, great question.
I can answer one.
All right.
I can answer the life-changing.
What's the life-changing?
The birth of my son, my first son.
See, that...
I think that totally took me in a totally different direction.
How?
Because I wasn't married at the time.
Yeah.
And so I had to get married.
Okay, you know what? I could see an unmarried single dad. Yeah, that could...
I did not plan on having any kids at that time. I planned on doing some other things, and that just completely changed everything.
That's probably a good answer. Tina, your accident.
No, I was going to say probably when my mom died.
And how did that change your life?
Well,
how old were you?
40. But, no, she was just a big part of my life, and she did so many things. And it seems like when your mom's gone, all of a sudden you really have to buck up and be an adult. you know?
Okay, but
there's, you
instead
don't
of
call your mom
putting a big hole in your life.
Well, he didn't say wouldn't put a hole in it, but changed
he
it.
He said it I changed to, the direction of your life.
Right.
So you had to
I
literally
had to kind
change.
Of just grow up and take care of everything by myself.
All right, that's a good one. I'm surprised. Pion, are you old enough to have an answer?
I would assume it would be just this job because, you know, I worked here doing other stuff before. So, I mean, so far in my life, that's the one thing that's took it in a different direction I didn't think it was going to go. So that's all I could say for now, not having any kids yet.
I need
yet
some or, time. I got to give this one some thought. That's a very good question. I don't know that I've had a single event that I've had several events that sort of, you know, took me on a turned a corner I didn't think I would turn. That's a very good question, Carl. Thank you for that. One more, and then we'll take a break. We'll go to Bob. This is good. This is the kind of stuff I like to talk about. Bob, how are you?
Southside Bob.
Bob, nice to hear from you.
AM and the PM to the day I die.
To the day he dies.
Wow. Man, that's wow. big. That's
hey, I don't have anything real thought-provoking, but I saw a movie. It was called The Fourth Kind, and it was just really blew me away. It's about alien abduction.
Oh, that's that one in, it's the true story in Alaska, right?
Yeah, it was just unbelievable.
Is this a new movie?
No,
it's been out for a couple of years, but I'll tell you what.
Is it based on a true story?
Yes, and it really makes you think.
Hey, I'd like to see this. Where do I see this, Bob?
I got it at Redbox.
Okay, yeah. We go to those things. I'm gonna look for this.
And our nearest Blockbuster is shut down, so I don't know if there's any more Blockbusters out there. I'm sure they have it.
No, but we got two or three red boxes within, you know, 10, 12 miles, so we hit those every once in a while. The Fourth Kind.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, go Cardinals, and y'all have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a psychologist that is telling the story because her husband and I believe her daughter was abducted.
All right, hang on. I got to use my, hold on here.
Okay.
The Fourth Kind.
Work between now and
Between now and then, but then they also have
footage. Let me see if it took. Hang on here.
The Fourth Kind.
Okay, see, that's my record. It saves my life.
So they have actual footage of her interviewing these people that swear that they have been abducted and have seen the aliens and all this other stuff, and it's all in Alaska, and it's all...
And they're not toothless hunters down in Mississippi or something?
No, it's very...
You ever see that movie about the... the rugby players that ate each other.
Elias, yeah. I read that book, too. It's an unbelievable story.
A good one. We have to take a break. We come back, we will take more calls. It's Ask Just About Anything Wednesday today. American Equity Mortgage. There are three numbers in the phone number that are the most important three numbers because they're the ones that you can't confuse with any other, and it's the 878 part of the number. 314-878-9999. If you call that number, then you know you have the company that we have been speaking about on this show, and this deserves a round of applause, for 20 years. Wow! And that's how long they've been around, and they've been with us for the whole time, the whole run, and we appreciate that. You're going to appreciate how they're going to teach you some things. They're going to get you out of the bad habit of borrowing money and paying 18% interest, which is what a lot of you are doing if you are making payments on your credit cards. All you're doing is borrowing money. You pay a little every month. The balance is your debt. And the way you borrowed it was you charged something or some things. One of the things that I like about a debit card is you're using money that's there. You're not borrowing money. You're not putting off having to get, you know, money later for something. It comes right. It's like writing a check. But you know what? Credit cards are a good thing to have. They have their place, but you have to be smart about it. And they can teach you a lot at American Equity Mortgage. And if you are somebody who is renting, for goodness sakes, unless you have a really, really good reason for continuing to rent and not taking a good hard look at all the advantages of being a homeowner, especially now, if you don't have property to sell, wow, I can't imagine that most people wouldn't jump all over this. And these are the people who can, they'll go out of their way, they'll bust their butts to put you in that house and get you that mortgage and get you started. And if you are a homeowner, use the equity for bill consolidation, home equity loan. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or again, 314-878-9999.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. What's going on, Tim?
A train engineer.
A train...
That's what I... That, he got me to thinking, what would I be doing if I weren't doing this?
I'd be a train engineer.
Oh, nice.
I can see you doing that with overalls on and stuff.
Yeah. At the zoo?
Shoveling coal.
At the zoo.
There you go.
I love that zoo train.
Al Bundy there with his big... Hey, we've got a... they cleared one crash. It's on the ramp from eastbound 40 to Big Bend, so things are open there. But now we've got a new accident. It's on westbound 70 at 170. Traffic is backed up approaching Hanley. Other than that, it's just normal volume building on southbound 270 from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, that's slow now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. Downtown, eastbound 40, just slow at Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, for the month of October, purchase a set of four tires and receive the mounting and balancing at no extra charge. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night.
Join me every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock, where you take your best shot at answering trivia questions. Show us what you know about everything from movies to history, and you can win all sorts of great prizes. We play great games, too, like Ask Bill Anything, where you try to stump us with your interesting trivia questions. And above all, it's a good time that the whole family can listen to. When you're out and about on Saturday nights, make sure KTRS is on your radio and join in on the fun. Saturday nights starting at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Today you hear over and over again how companies are shipping their jobs overseas. Not with St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, manufactured right here in St. Louis. Customers can come in and watch their closets being cut and built right here in St. Louis. You can actually watch the professionals at St. Louis Closet Company manufacture your closets at their Maplewood showroom. McGraw-Milhaven here for St. Louis Closet Company, and I did exactly that. It's a great process to see, and when the closets are done, they're magnificent. 314-781-9000. That's the phone number to St. Louis Closet Company. Call them today and set up your free in-home estimate and ask about the fall special. St. Louis Closet Company stands behind each and every one of their custom closets. They use only the best materials available, certified green, and every closet comes with a lifetime warranty. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. Call for your free in-home estimate and their fall special, St. Louis Closet Company.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Ellen Roofing and Siding has made the exterior beautification of your home easier than ever by offering you a full array of exceptional products and services, from affordable roofing products to maintenance, residing, football to replacement windows, doors, and more. Locally owned Allen Roofing and Siding can do it all for you. For a free estimate or more information, call 636-391-1117 in Missouri or 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or go to aroofing.net. Allen Roofing and Siding, since 1972.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So, squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And September 1st through October 31st, 2011, purchase qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get up to $125 back. Restrictions apply. Mail-in promotion details available at monroe.com.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish. Asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
At Target, getting a flu shot is easy, affordable, and right in the store. Make Target your flu HQ. While supplies last, restrictions vary. Target pharmacies are not located in all stores.
Enjoy your Rich and Charlie's favorite spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today only at Rich and Charlie's. A bowl full of Rich and Charlie's famous spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today and every Wednesday at Rich and Charlie's. Dine in only for this limited time offer. Online at richandcharlies.com.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS. Brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
And you hear what that new breed brings. Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Is this Cher?
Yes.
Not too bad.
Still got it.
But it's fine, it's
all right, back to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. When you are finished, then we will give you whatever it is we have for the Burke segment, among other things. Off we go to, I gave the number, didn't I? Yeah. Jim. Jim, how are you?
I am pretty good. I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, you might remember me. I'm family from Jackson, Tennessee. We've talked before.
If you say so, I've talked to several people over the years from that part of the world. How are you?
Pretty good. My life-changing event, I was burned in a truck wreck, 86% third degree. It gave me a whole new outlook on life and living.
Wait a minute. Do that again. You were burned how badly?
86% third degree.
And third is the worst, right?
Yeah. You don't make it to the fourth
my
degree.
My partner was burned 94%, and he only lived about 4 days.
Okay, but, have you been watching Dancing with the Stars? Dancing with the Stars? you know what? I didn't even mean to say
Freudian slip.
Have you been watching that guy? What's his name? Martinez? JR?
No, I unfortunately I haven't.
Wow, he is somebody to admire. Are you badly scarred?
From the neck to the waist and from the short line to my ankles, but my face was spared. I've got all of my appendages. I got one finger that's a little bit shorter than the other one, but nobody really knows it unless I'm wearing shorts and no shirt.
And tell me again how this happened.
Outside of Jacksonville, Florida on the interstate, and we lost the front tire on the truck, and my partner couldn't hold it on the road. We hit a bridge railing and the truck ruptured tanks and truck blew up.
Holy mackerel. Now see, this is exactly you're the example of somebody who, without even having to think, has the answer to the question, what happened to you that was a life altering event? Boom, you got it. That's I don't have a story like that, but
I mean, you know, just laying in the hospital bed, first time I was in for 4.5 months.
Oh, and goodness.
you can't go anywhere without somebody doing something for you. You have to learn to walk and eat and dress yourself and everything all over again. So it makes you really appreciate things and slow down and look at life from a different direction. And then when you see other people that get burned, you know, the kind of agony that they're in, you really understand it, and you can go and communicate with them and kind of help calm them down when they're in the hospital, because, you know, they don't know what to expect. You're just, your mind is gone. You're pretty much going insane for the first few months.
What I've noticed about people who have a very obvious physical either deformity or burn or affliction mm-hmm. is that people tend to not talk to them. They treat them like it's contagious or something. And what's interesting is this guy on Dancing with the Stars is a good example. Don't you guys agree, if you've watched this, that after a while you literally forget that he's disfigured?
Mm-hmm.
It goes away because you're watching everything else about him, and you start to not notice it anymore.
I haven't seen him, but I've heard all about him.
You got to catch this guy. You, of all people, you would really admire this guy. It'll be on again, what is it, Monday night, the dancing part?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, check that out. I think you really.
I used to get a kick out of when I was first mobile and I was out where I could get back out in the sunshine. And I was wearing shorts and pull my shirt off every now and then. And some little kid would walk by with their parents or something, and the kid would just stare. And I would say, you know, go ahead and ask or whatever if you got questions. But I would tell the kids that this was California roadmaps. all the lines between the grass, because California roads are so crazy.
Yeah. I think most people, and you, like you said, your face is fine, so you're not somebody that everybody, every time they see you, is going to notice it. But don't you think, and I've asked people about this, I think most people would really prefer if you just say, can I ask what happened? Rather than just stare, I think they don't mind telling you their story.
No, it's something that, I don't want to say we live with, but it's something that everybody that has something like that has to live with. And you get through it the best way you can, and you don't want people to shun you or not talk to you, because then you feel, and this is an extreme reply, but I mean, it almost makes you feel like a leper, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, like talking to you, somehow they're going to catch something.
Right, correct.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
Have a great day, you guys.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here comes Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi, I was, it's hard call to follow. I was calling about the fourth kind. Someone mentioned a few calls back.
Sure.
You guys, before you go and investigate that movie, I just wanted to let you know that the actual footage in that movie is not actual footage. You look at the actress who's playing Abigail Taylor, and she's actually a actress who's been in other things.
Okay, so when you say it's not actual footage, what footage are you talking about? Where they're supposed to?
The whole movie back and forth from the girl who's supposed to be playing Abigail Taylor.
Okay.
To the person who's playing Abigail Taylor, and the actual footage, that's not actually her.
Okay, and, and they try to make you believe that it is. Is that what you're saying? Because I never saw Blair Witch Project, but I remember initially people went to it thinking
it was real. Right.
And then they made found that it wasn't real. It just kind of ruined the whole thing.
Because at the beginning of the movie, they say this footage was found, and this is the story of.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate it, Alex.
Here's everyone.
Thank you. Bye bye. I guess he was finished.
He said, "Yeah,
hope I didn't
no
cut
problem."
Him. Lucille, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How's everyone today?
Hang on, let me check. How's everybody doing?
Great. Good, Lucille.
Great.
Good.
Lucille.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to share with you what I think was my life-changing moment.
Okay.
Even today, it bothers me, and I'm 65.
Yeah, Carl, see what you started.
Yeah.
Carl, isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I lost my father when I was 9.
Well, that would be a life-changing...
And my brother was 11 months old.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was his mother, because my mother made me the babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was definitely a life-changing event.
Yeah, there are people... Years ago, I had somebody ask me two questions, and then I went on the air and I asked them, and I said, I don't think most people can answer both of these, and the two questions were, what's the best day of your life, and what was the worst day of your life? And most people can't answer either one of those. Some people can answer one. Now, if you, you know, are in New York and you look up at the Twin Towers and you know that your wife is working there and a plane goes into it, that's the worst day of your life. That's easy. But most people can't do it. Even,
that's probably
even,
a good
even
thing.
The best day. Yeah, it is.
That's probably a good thing because you don't have a day that stands out as the worst.
There could be one coming.
Yeah, and this thing about what happened to you in your life that was life-altering and life-changing, it's kind of the same kind of question. I don't think most people can answer it. Certainly you can, and the guy that was burned can. But
I do watch Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
And JR is absolutely wonderful.
He's unbelievable. It's almost like he doesn't even know that he is disfigured.
No, and you don't, and I agree with you. After you watch him for a while,
you
don't see the imperfections there. You see him as the individual that he is, and he shines through all of that.
Yeah, and he is the perfect example of how if you'll take the time to get to know somebody and learn a little bit more about them than just what you see, you don't even see what it was that you didn't think you would like or approve of.
True. Very, very true. It's a wonderful show.
Lucille.
And I thank you very much.
Thank you. How old are you, Lucille?
65.
That's right. You said that's my favorite age. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
Lucille.
Bye.
She told us that. See, I'm starting to get the short-term memory thing. What'd she tell me? 2 minutes ago?
Yeah.
I forgot it already. One more quick one. Can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Greg. Hello, Greg. Oh, Greg. That's you.
That's
Greg.
Gone.
Greg? Okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool effect there.
Let's go to let's do Tom.
Hello,
Tom. No, that's not Tom. This whole thing is messed up. Hang on here a second. Hold on, everybody. Let me figure this out. Dan's got one of these locked up, so let me go here. Let's go to, is it Allie? Allie?
Allie.
Yes.
Allie, Dan's got your name all screwed up. Do you spell it A-L-E-E?
A-L-L-Y.
No, not even close. What can we do for you there, Allie?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm AIM in the PM.
There you go.
All right.
That feels good, doesn't it?
I'd like to go totally change the subject. A couple of days ago, you were talking about snakes.
Okay.
I have an old-fashioned remedy that my grandmother gave me. If you take a snake skin, if you find a snake skin, which we just moved to Jefferson County, and I have several of them, and you wet it,
mm-hmm.
just a small little portion, you wet it, you put it on like a toe, like if you stepped on a thorn or you have a splinter,
mm-hmm.
and you put a Band-Aid on it, it'll come out in 3 days.
What'll come out? Your toe? Your toe will come off in 3 days?
Or the splinter.
Oh, the splinter will come out.
The splinter and or the thorn.
Now, I've never heard this in my life. First of all, not everybody can just go grab a snake skin. That's the first problem.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, they're not just lying around everywhere. And so what does it do, like poison ivy? Will it work for that? Or?
No, absolutely. Just for thorns or splinters.
And how does it work?
I don't know. It just has a medicinal value of some sort.
Well, we'll have to take your word for it. I don't have a snake skin handy, and I don't have a splinter in me. So
okay.
we'll take your word for it, Allie.
All right,
thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, never heard of that. I have found snake skins in my house, though. I shedded full skin in my garage and in my attic, and even inside the house. I found one in the basement. A pretty good-sized one, too.
That kind of didn't it creep you out a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, a little
you know
bit.
The snake
yes,
is there.
Because you want to know, okay, the skin's here. Where did he go? Or she? I don't know how you tell. How do you tell a male from a female snake?
I think it's like an alligator where you have to kind of put your finger inside there. And I think they're all internal, the parts.
What?
They
you
have like
shove
a,
your finger?
Well, they have like a hole underneath on the bottom side, and I think you have to. I think that's how crocodiles are, at least, than alligators.
You're like
they,
Steve Irwin.
Well, you know,
like
I know
a crocodile.
A little bit, I've learned some things.
Sake. Here's what I've learned. I've learned that sometimes you can have a neck ache or a headache, or not like that I got yesterday, but, you know, regular sort of nagging back of your neck, head, even knee, hip, and it has nothing to do with that particular part that's hurting. It has everything to do with your feet. That sometimes is what causes it. That's the source. That's why there are good feet stores all over the country. Somebody who was real smart, and I don't know the guy's name, who started the good feet stores, said, if I can find a way to stop you from doing whatever you're doing wrong on your feet, the way you're walking, the way you're standing, the way you're running, whatever. Maybe I can put a stop to that pain that you're feeling somewhere else. And what do you know, he was right, or she was right. Goodfeet stores will provide you with an opportunity to try different inserts for your shoes. And the reason I say different inserts is they're going to start with what they think is the solution for the problem you have. And it may or may not be exactly right. And then they modify it. They go, nope, you know what? Maybe we need to raise the arch a little or lower the arch, or maybe we need to have you shift your weight to the left or forward or backward. And so they may have to try three or four. All this whole process I'm talking about takes 30, 40 minutes in the store. You don't need an appointment. You just walk in, you take a seat. They will ask you a couple of questions. Probably the first question they'll ask you is, how can we help you? What brought you in here today? We'd love for the answer to that, by the way, to be, I'm here because I'm AM and the PM. Large morning show in the afternoon brought me in here. But what really brought you in, and the answer they're looking for is, my knees hurt all the time. My back hurts. I've tried this. I've tried that. I bought a new mattress. Let's try this. And then they're going to take an imprint of your foot as you step down on this carbon-like paper. And you can, by the way, if you've got really ugly feet, here's the good news, you leave your socks on. Some people have pretty bad news looking feet. They don't need, they just leave your sock on. They don't need to see your feet. They can tell in your stocking feet how you're standing and how your weight is distributed. And that's how the process starts. And before you walk out of there, if you're like a lot of people, you're going to get relief from that pain. Worth a try. Worth 30, 40 minutes. Three locations in the St. Louis area. Olive across from TGI Fridays, just west of 270. South County on Union across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, across from Dearburg's. Or you can go to this website, goodfeetstlewis.com, for one-stop pain relief. The Goodfeet Stores.
Hey, it's Trish Gazelle. When you think of roofing, you think of John Beal. When you think of windows, you should also think of John Beal. They carry St. Louis's finest quality replacement windows and siding products in St. Louis. This is the highest quality window you can get in St. Louis, and John Beal is putting their name behind it. They have been in St. Louis for three generations, and they want to make sure that when you are fixing your home, that you do it right the first time. They don't want you to put a Band-Aid on it. These are the energy efficient windows. You're actually going to save money on your utilities. So give them a call.